नमः श्री सिद्धि विनायक नमो नमः अष्ट विनायक नमो नमः गणपति बाप्पा मोरया विनायक नमो नमः अष्ट विनायक नमो नमः गणपति बाप्पा मोरया
Good morning listeners. Hinduism. We had a technical difficulty this morning, but we're on air now. Namaste, Suprabhatam. Good morning to our listeners in the greater Houston area. We are live on KBreeze 106.1 FM or 102.1 FM HD3. Good afternoon to our Europe listeners and good evening to our Bharat listeners on TuneIn.com. You're listening to Voice of Sanatan Hinduism, a radio show. We're on the air for you every Sunday from 9 a.m. to 12 noon U.S. Central Time. Our studio number is 832-282-5041. Local time is 8 minutes past 9. This is your host, Deepak Kotecha.
Smita Kotecha.
And our mission
is to make all aware of deep treasure of Vedic way of life, also known as Sanatan Dharma or Hinduism.
वक्रतुंड महाकाय सूर्यकोटि समप्रभ निर्विघ्नं कुरु मे देव सर्वकार्येषु सर्वदा ॐ गणपतये नमो नमः श्रीसिद्धिविनायक नमो नमः अष्टविनायक नमो नमः गणपति बाप्पा मोरया पतये नमो नमः श्री सिद्धि विनायक नमो नमः अष्ट विनायक नमो नमः गणपति बाप्पा मोरया
Thought of the day, though Lord Krishna in Gita says, those who worship me, giving up all their activities unto me and being devoted to me without deviation, engaged in devotional service and always meditating upon me, having fixed their minds upon me, for them I am the swift riverer from the ocean of birth and death. It's time for Hindu calendar. Today is Sunday, September 20th, 2015, Vikram Savan 2072, Salivakin Shake 1937, Padramas, Shukla Paksh, Jest Nakshatra, 7th day of this week. Coming Monday is Daro Astami and also Radha Astami, which is appearance day of Srimati Radharani.
So listeners, stay tuned. We have an Elshram show for you today. Coming your way shortly, 9:30, a few thoughts on the Bhagavad Gita, 10 o'clock, events roundup, 10:30, Sri Meenakshi Temple segment by Tara Narsingham, 11 o'clock, request of Hinduism, which is an interaction between you and us. On today's show, we have a special guest joining us today. Her name is Marla Maharaj, and she is a science teacher at the Michael DeBakey High School for the Health Professions. And you can call in on our studio line here for today, which is 832-282-5041. And then 11:55, we have Mangalam.
सिद्धिविनायक नमो नमः अष्टविनायक नमो नमः गणपति बाप्पा मोदया सिद्धिविनायक नमो नमः अष्टविनायक नमो नमः गणपति बाप्पा मोरया सिद्धिविनायक नमो नमः अष्टविनायक नमो नमः गणपति बाप्पा मोरया अष्टविनायक नमो नमः गणपति बाप्पा मोरया अष्टविनायक नमो नमः गणपति बाप्पा मोरया
As we all know, listeners, last Thursday was Ganesh Chaturthi. Wishing all our listeners a very blessed and Anandmay Ganesh Chaturthi. On this auspicious occasion, let's explore what does Ganeshji symbolize. Do you know why Ganeshji has a large stomach, big ears and trunk, and small eyes? Why does he choose to ride on a mouse? Ganeshji symbolize We are all very familiar with the portrait of Mata Parvati and Shivji, and then little Ganesh sitting in Mata's lap. Ganpati seated on Ma Bhavani's lap means knowledge seated on the laps of faith. Large nose of Ganeshji means honorable and can easily smell what is good and what is bad. Large head symbolizes a reputable person. Small eyes symbolize wilder vision and perception. Large ears represent a learned person listen to all. Knowledge sits on the seat of humility. Such a person is not egoistic. Knowledge not paired with humility is mere information. Lambodar, meaning large stomach, one who is learned can retain confidentiality and doesn't gossip around. The mouse signifies hard work. Knowledge must ride on hard work. One who is knowledgeable must not be idle. When knowledge rides on hard work, riddhi, which is wealth and prosperity, and siddhi, fulfillment arrives. Happy Ganesh Chaturthi to all our listeners.
Krishna, Sharanam.
Shivam Krishna Sharanagatam Krishna
Swagatam Krishna Sharanagatam Krishna सलोना मेरा हम राह उसी की तका करते हैं कविता सविता नहीं जानते हैं मन में जो आया सो पका करते हैं पढ़ते उसके पद पंकज में चलते चलते जो थका करते हैं उसका रस रूप पिया करते हैं उसकी छवि छाक छका करते हैं उसकी छवि छाक
स्वागतम कृष्णा शरणागतम कृष्णा
स्वागतम कृष्णा शरणागतम कृष्णा
स्वागतम कृष्णा शरणागतम कृष्णा स्वागतम कृष्णा शरणागतम कृष्णा
स्वागतम कृष्णा शरणागतम कृष्णा
स्वागतम सुस्वागतम शरणागतम कृष्णा
स्वागतम सुस्वागतम
स्वागतम कृष्णा शरणागतम कृष्णा
स्वागतम कृष्णा शरणागतम
Thank you.
Of Sanatan Hinduism. We're going to discuss a few things on the Bhagavad Gita now. So the Bhagavad Gita, we're going to get back to the fundamentals. Bhagavad Gita is set in the middle of the Mahabharata. The Mahabharata is divided into 18 sections, and the Bhagavad Gita is set in the sixth section, which is called the Bhishma Purva. It is a conversation within a conversation. So the first conversation is between Arjun and Shri Krishna, and the second conversation occurs between the King Dhritarashtra and Sanjay. So the Bhagavad Gita setting is at the time of the war of Mahabharata. So we have to get the fundamentals. What is the purpose of the Bhagavad Gita? And although there are several commentaries and opinions on it, we're going to look at a commentary by Swami Mukundanam. So Bhagavad Gita, according to him, has two main goals. The first one is that it imparts Brahma Vidya. As humankind marches towards the frontiers of knowledge, and the more we discover and the more we learn, the more we realize that we're still not very happy. Sciences emerge every year, leading to the inevitable conclusion that the quest for the whole truth of creation is just a never-ending endeavor. Therefore, the Bhagavad Gita, the purpose of the Bhagavad Gita is is to find that which is the truth. In the Vedas, it is stated, Ekasmin vijnate vijnate sarvam idam vijnanati bhavati. One who comes to know the absolute truth attains the knowledge of everything. The science of knowing the absolute truth is called Brahma Vidya. And so the purpose of the Bhagavad Gita above everything else is to impart Brahma Vidya, or the science of God. This knowledge will help a person resolve immediate and long-term problems as well. The second purpose of the Bhagavad Gita is that it teaches the practice of yoga. For any science to be useful, it has to address two aspects, the theory and practice. Even the best theoretical knowledge is insufficient in itself to solve the problems of life and even death. However, if the knowledge is not put into practice, it is only an intellectual exercise and an entertainment. The Bhagavad Gita is not content with providing just philosophical discussion. It also describes clear-cut techniques for implementing its spiritual precepts for everyday life. These techniques of applying the science of spirituality in our lives is termed yoga. Hence, the Bhagavad Gita is also called Yoga Shastra, meaning the scripture that teaches the practice of yoga. And listeners, in our Quests of Hinduism segment today at 11 o'clock, we have a very special guest that is going to speak about science that she uses and applies for her students to achieve better results, better performance from her students with a lot calmer mentality and approach, with a lot less stress, with the application of science that is yoga. So join us at 11 o'clock for a very special discussion. And if you want to join in on the discussion, please call, or you can even text your questions if you do not wish to go on the air. Call us at 832-282-5041 to join in the discussion at 11.
Thank you. पार हो जाए तेरी दया, जिस पर हो जाए बन जाए उसके बिगड़े सारे काम। तेरी दया जिस पर हो जाए, तेरी दया जिस पर हो जाए बन जाए उसके बिगड़े सारे काम। हे राम 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 हे राम। ईश्वर
listeners, listening to Voice of Sanatan Hinduism, we're going to continue a short discussion on the Srimad Bhagavad Gita, just the basics today. The Srimad Bhagavad Gita literally means the song of the Lord, Geet meaning song, and Bhagavad meaning of Bhagavan or Lord Sri Krishna himself. We mentioned that as a text, it is an integral and significant part of Mahabharata. The Gita originates on the sacred battlefield of Kurukshetra. The mighty armies of Kauravas and Pandavas are poised in military formation against each other. The conch shells of the mighty Kaurava army are blown by the various commanders, and then the conch shells of the mighty Pandav army are blown. The sounds of the conch shells of the Pandav army are described in the Gita as transcendental or divine, and are described as causing fear or despair in the hearts of the mighty Kaurava army and its generals, especially Duryodhana. The significance of this is important in that where truth stands, where Sri Krishna stands, the vatavaran or ambience is always divine and victory is sure to follow. Before the battle cry is sounded, Arjun, seeing family and elders and spiritual masters poised against him, is overwhelmed with compassion and sorrow at the thought of annihilating them. He orders Sri Krishna to take his chariot to the middle of the two armies so that he may view both armies from an equal distance. It's important here that to note that Arjun orders and Sri Krishna, the Supreme, executes the order. That is the power of a truly realized soul, an uttam koti atma such as Arjun. Sri Krishna, in his supreme mercy, puts himself at the disposal of a true Bhagat, a pure soul such as Arjun or Narsimha Bhagat, and so on. So that is important. The other important symbolism here is that Arjun's charioteer is Sri Krishna himself, that his horses drawing the chariot are white, and that the reins of the horses are in Sri Krishna's hands. The symbolism here is powerful. Horses here represent Arjun's Indriya. Arjun's Ashwa horses or horses are white, meaning that Arjun's Indriya or his senses are pure and untainted. Even then, and especially even only then, Arjun, without any hesitation at all, hands over the full control of them to Sri Krishna. This is of utmost significance. Even if one thinks that one's indriyas are pure and under control, they still need a firmer hand than ours, one that is as firm as Sri Krishna's. Therefore, even if you are an elevated soul or a devotee of Sri Krishna, you must completely hand over the reins to him and completely surrender. Sri Krishna in the 18th chapter says this, Mam Ekam Sharanam Vraja. If, however, you are an elevated soul or a devotee and you do not hand over the control of your indriyas to Sri Krishna, then you are an unfortunate soul, for arrogance has crept in and downfall starts. Therefore, humility becomes important. Arjun here represents the perfect pupil and Krishna the perfect teacher. Sri Krishna is referred to as Rishikesh or the supreme master of all Indriya. The ultimate lesson too is that we must strive to follow Arjuna's footsteps and hand over our reins to Rishikesh. Once the chariot reaches the middle, Krishna stops the chariot and asks Arjuna what to do next. Arjuna's mighty Gandiv slips, and what follows next is the conversation between the perfect pupil and the perfect teacher for the benefit of the mankind. This conversation is the Gita, or the Song of Bhagwan, Srimad Bhagavad Gita. This is a treasure house of knowledge and answers questions that one will have through one's life. Every time you read the Bhagavad Gita, one will get a different answer to questions that he may not even realize that he has questions to. And again, we discussed earlier that the purpose of the Gita, according to Swami Mukundanand, is twofold, is to impart Brahma Vidya and to teach us the path to yoga. And so the significance there is that we can do all the mala jab, all the murti puja that we wish. However, until we actually step into yoga, until we actually step into the science that is meditation, we are still just as far from Krishna as we were before we started that. So the symbolism here in the Gita is important, but the science is of paramount importance.
जो है अलबेला मदनैनो वाला जिसकी दीवानी ब्रिज की हर बाला वो किसना है
वो किसना है वो किसना है वो किसना है किसना है
जो है अलबेला मदनैनो वाला जिसकी दीवानी ब्रिज की हर बाला वो किसना है वो किसना है वो किसना है प्यार में खोही प्यार की धुन में जागी न सोही प्यार में डूबी प्यार में खोही प्यार की धुन में जागी न सोही
दुनिया से है वो अनजानी सब कहते हैं प्रेम दीवानी
किसना से मिलती है भूल के हर बंधन
था है, बजा था है, बजा था है, रहता है।
जो है अल्पेरा मगनेरों वाला, जिसने दीवानी ब्रिज की हर गाथा।
वो किसना है,
वो किसना है,
listeners, listening to Voice of Sanatan Hinduism. We're going to play next for you a flash mob that occurred in India. It was the first ever Hare Krishna Kirtan flash mob. Hope you enjoy it.
Govind bolo Hari Gopal bolo, Govind bolo Hari Gopal bolo, Radha Ramana Hari Govind bolo, Radha Ramana Hari Govind bolo, Govind bolo Hari Gopal bolo, Govind bolo Hari Gopal bolo, Radha Ramana Hari Govind bolo, Radha Ramana Hari Govind bolo, Govind bolo Hari Gopal bolo.
वक्रतुंड महाकाय सूर्यकोटि समप्रभ निर्विघ्नं कुरु मे देव सर्वकार्येषु सर्वदा। ओं गंगणपतये नमो नमः श्री सिद्धि विनायक नमो नमः अष्ट विनायक नमो नमः गणपति बाप्पा मोरया। गणपतये नमो नमः श्री सिद्धि विनायक नमो नमः अष्ट विनायक नमो नमः गणपति बाप्पा मोरया।
ओम गणपतये नमो नमः श्री सिद्धि विनायक नमो नमः अष्ट विनायक नमो नमः गणपति बाप्पा
पतये नमो नमः श्री सिद्धि विनायक नमो नमः अष्ट विनायक नमो नमः गणपति बाप्पा मोरया। पतये नमो नमः श्री सिद्धि विनायक नमो नमः अष्ट विनायक नमो नमः गणपति बाप्पा मोरया। पतये नमो नमः श्री सिद्धि विनायक नमो नमः अष्ट विनायक नमो नमः गणपति बाप्पा मोरया। पतये नमो नमः श्री सिद्धि विनायक नमो नमः अष्ट विनायक नमो नमः गणपति बाप्पा मोरया।
Time now for our community calendar, some of the events that are happening in and around Houston.
As we all know, tomorrow is Radhashtami, the appearance day of Srimati Radharani. Hare Krishna Temple of Houston is celebrating Radhashtami tomorrow, the actual day. Join them with a kirtan, class, abhishekam and wonderful feast that starts at 6:30 p.m. Let me tell you something really, really important. This is the only day you can view Srimati Radharani's lotus feet. Be sure to visit the temple and take her blessings. Be like her. She's the highest devotee that you can come across. ISKCON of Houston is located at 1320 West 34th Street, Houston, Texas 77018. For more information, you can contact them at 713-686-4482. Chinmaya Mission has satsang for adults, youth and children every Sunday. It is located at Chinmaya Prabha 10353 Synod Road, Sugarland, Texas 77498. They have very structured program from kindergarten to 12th grade. They also have a very nice graduation upon a completion of 12th grade. It's very structured and it'll be worthwhile for any youngsters to join. You can call them at 281-933-0233.
A hearty invitation to all the devotees of Sri Gauri Siddhivinayak Mandir for Sri Maha Siddhivinayak Utsav 2015 and daily Maha Puja for Bhadramas. Wednesday, September 16, 2015 to Saturday, September 26, 2015. It will be located at the new Gauri Siddhivinayak Mandir of Houston on 5645 Hillcroft Avenue, Suite 701. The Maha Puja starts at 5 p.m. Maha Aarti is at 7:30 p.m. and Prasad will be served after the Aarti. To participate in the Maha Puja, call Pandit Pradeep Pandya at 832-466-9868.
In case due to your busy schedule you cannot attend Radhashtami celebration at ISKCON tomorrow, you can join Sri Radha Krishna Temple. They are celebrating Radhashtami today starting at 11 a.m. with Kirtan, Bhajan and then Aarti and also Mahaprasad. Everyone is invited. You can call them at 281-933-8100 or you can visit them at www.srkt.org. Temple is located at 11625 Beechner Street.
Okay, listeners, if you have any announcements from the temples, we'll be happy to put them on the air for you. You can visit our website at sanatanhinducenter.org and email us from there.
कभी प्यासे को पानी पिलाया नहीं, बाद अमृत पिलाने से क्या फायदा। कभी गिरते हुए को उठाया नहीं, बाद आंसू बहाने से क्या फायदा। कभी प्यासे को पानी पिलाया नहीं, बाद अमृत पिलाने से क्या फायदा। Thank you. मैं तो मंदिर गया पूजा आरती की, पूजा करते हुए ये ख्याल आ गया। मैं तो मंदिर गया पूजा आरती की, पूजा करते हुए ये ख्याल आ गया। कभी माँ बाप की सेवा की ही नहीं, सिर्फ पूजा के करने से क्या फायदा। कभी प्यासे को पानी पिलाया नहीं, बाद अमृत पिलाने से क्या फायदा। मैं तो सत्संग गया गुरुवाणी सुनी, गुरुवाणी को सुनकर ख्याल आ गया। मैं तो सत्संग गया गुरुवाणी